well-meaning friends and relatives will make fun of it, and, you know, it's good enough for government work kind of joke, ha, 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 and not bad for a government worker. And that does get old. I mean, we've experienced it in our business from time to time. But this is really the battered Fed syndrome, if you will.
Well, and then Jared Serbu, our DOD reporter, has a story today that essentially if you're in the services, if you're in the military services, you're going to, God forbid, if there is a government shutdown, you're going to work and not get paid.
Excellent. Excellent. Way to
talk about a way to run a railroad.
Well, and there again, you know, you look at these things, and it's funny. I had a story a couple of weeks ago, and I noticed the Associated Press and others have picked up on it without attribution, I might add, but about how many millionaires there are in Congress.
Yeah.
And I think something like 60% of the Senate and 40% of the House are millionaires, and not all of these people earned it the old-fashioned
yeah.
way, but they seem to be totally out of touch with the reality of things, with the debt problems, with the morale of the people who work for them. You know, they are the board of directors for federal workers. And if you can imagine another company saying you're going to work, and in the case of military people, you may have to risk your life, but you're not going to get paid. But we'll check in with us later on.
I also want to – was the general sense there that I mean, I think people outside of this space don't understand the kind of strains that this ongoing CR puts on the ability of agencies to carry out their mission. It has a real impact.
You know, and I've often wondered, and I can't answer it, but the feds who work in Washington are different from feds beyond the Beltway. You know, they, yeah. people reflect their regions and their agencies and that sort of thing. But I do wonder, I know that people in the field, despite computers and everything else, are not as well informed about, you know, basic job matters as feds in the Washington area. And I get this from people who conduct seminars, you know, benefit seminars here versus in Kansas City. They say that one thing, the people beyond the Beltway are always more grateful, but it's, a lot of this is new information to them. But I've got to wonder what it's like if you're in Houston or if you're in Minneapolis or Ogden, Utah, and they talk about a shutdown and you think, what does this mean? The headquarters is 3,000 miles away. What am I going to do?
Yeah, it's and also it I mean we were looking at we had yesterday the Navy buying ships. Well, this is a long time process, and if you can't sort of buy in, if you can't plan long term, guess what? You end up stuffing it all in, and it's the reason why a lot of these problems end up in these systems, because they can't think long term. There's no planning.
I have always said, you know, members of the House are elected for 2-year terms. The Senate, of course, is 6. But that means that the vast majority of your people, they literally start running the day they take office.
Right.
They start running for re-election. And if somebody who can think in 2-year increments is a strategic thinker, they're brilliant.
Right.
You know? And they've shown it the last few Congresses, Republican and Democrat, it doesn't matter. They haven't done their job. They haven't passed the budgets. They've used this as a political poker chip. And the point is not to really – the point is to get what you want. But the point also is to make sure the other side takes the blame with the public and the press over the shutdown, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Yeah. Two things. One is the COSY Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Second year that we're doing this, and last year you actually were just a yeoman and came in and made sure you met every single one of the winners, and it was really a wonderful program. Met some great folks.
Really did, and nominate people, because this is one of these things. The pool is probably a lot smaller than you think.
Yeah.
So if you nominate somebody, they have a very good chance of winning.
And you get to meet Mike COSY. What could be better than that?
That's right, in the flesh.
The process isn't that complex. We have it right on our website, federalnewsradio.com. You can find Mike COSY. Your photo's right there.
My picture's there. It's a lure for some people.
That's right. They put my picture and people go
run away.
They put yours. The other thing, what's coming up tomorrow?
Going to be talking. Well, we actually got two good ones. Steve Watkins, the editor of the Federal Times, is going to break some more news. He broke the news last week on our Your Turn show about the Postal Service downsizing. They had just that moment been talking with the Postmaster General. So we got it first, along with Federal Times readers who have it online. And so there's going to be some news breaking there, and they're going to talk about the defense furlough plan. And then coming up at 10:30, Steve Bauer from the Federal Employees Education and Assistance Fund is going to come on and talk about what FEA does, which is help out feds in distress. And he's going to look back to the 95-96 shutdown and what FEA did then. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing. I mean, some people were so desperate, but going 20 days without a paycheck, that they borrowed as little as $100.
Wow.
But they needed it to keep going. So he's going to talk about that, and people can find out ways they can help their fellows, their colleagues. And also, FEA, you know, has this wonderful scholarship program in addition to giving scholarships to the children of federal workers and retirees. They also made a promise after Oklahoma City that the children of anyone who was killed at Oklahoma City would get a free ride to college, mm-hmm. any college in the world. And that obviously has been an ongoing program, because one of the little boys was not born. His father was killed, but he was not yet born. So it's a long-term project, but they have seen these kids through school, and so some of them went to Oxford, Cambridge, and many of them went to community colleges, but they got a break they might not have had their parents not, you know, given the ultimate sacrifice. So I'm going to ask Steve about that, too.